So let's talk more about food. Athens, Georgia is typically known for two things, live music and college football. But it could be a new destination for cuisine also. Diane Roberts is an English professor at Florida State University. She recently visited Athens, and she was amazed by her culinary experience. She wrote about it for the Washington Post, and she joins me now. Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. And also with me is Athens-based food writer Rebecca Lang. She published the Southern Vegetable Book earlier this year. Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning.
So, Diane, when I say that you are amazed, there was a real element of surprise in your piece for the Washington Post, which to me means you were expecting something different. What were you expecting?
Well, I wasn't really expecting anything. I was in Athens teaching for a week. I love Athens. I've been there to football games and to music gigs. And I had no idea. I'd heard there were some really good places to eat, but, you know, you hear that about every place you go. And lo and behold, it was just astonishing. And I had a wonderful week because I was told about all these places, and I was with smart people that knew the right places, thank goodness. It was just splendid. It was not what I expected because I had pretty much eaten barbecue every time I'd been to Athens before. But then that was tailgating, so it's not fair.
It's not fair to say
that's what the food is. And the farmer's market was just a revelation. It's the prettiest farmer's market I've ever seen.
So what was the first place you went to, the first meal you ate where you went, wow?
Oh, that was the National, and which is starting kind of at the top end.
Yeah.
Hugh Atchison, a transplanted Canadian who has won the James Beard Award, and this is a really lovely, low-key restaurant which does Mediterranean food of different sorts in an interesting way, using great Southern ingredients. And I just thought, wow, this is how food should be. This is how it should all be. And I'm still thinking about the cucumber gazpacho. I really am still thinking about it. Was that good?
Well, now I'm thinking about it. Okay, so Rebecca, has this been a slow sort of change, or are these just sort of hidden gems?
I think Athens has had a slow change in the direction of a real culinary headquarters for Georgia. And it's been something that when Hugh Atchison, as we were talking about a minute ago, when he came to Athens, I really think it was kind of the perfect storm of food occurrences, because it was right about the time that the organic movement was really taking hold, and Athens was surrounded and still is by so many small locally owned organic farms, that we kind of had this great influx of, we had smart food coming in because Hugh was really doing fun and new stuff, and he was kind of waking up the taste buds of people that live in Athens, because we have been for so long, we've been that college town with a lot of hamburgers and wings, and now, you know, you can pretty much go out to eat and have exactly what you want. And I really think that Athens could easily compete with Atlanta. I've said before, I think Athens food can compete with New York.
You just raised a lot of eyebrows there, Rebecca.
I think it's true. I really do. I think Peter Dale, who's the chef at the National, who also owns and cooks at Sea Bear, I think he is doing phenomenal things. And it's kind of the fun thing in Athens where no matter what food that you want, there's really good food in all different ethnics, and then there's also, you know, different price points. So you don't always have to go for the most expensive food, but you can get really, really good food really cheap, which is, you know, who doesn't like that?
Diane, how important is it to you when you're enjoying a meal that there be price points that you can afford, number one, and also atmosphere?
Well, that's all important. I mean, obviously you know, it would be silly to go and eat food you can't afford all the time. The atmosphere, and that doesn't mean fancy. It doesn't always mean, I mean, on the fancy end, another Atchison restaurant, the 5 and 10, is, you know, that's your sort of special go-out sort of place. But White Tiger is a place that's kind of like a little a little meat and three shack, except it isn't. It's much better than that, food-wise. But, you know, it just, I think that the whole experience is important. And I, too, really like Sea Bear. I mean, I was just in there thinking, God, we're as far from the sea as you can get, pretty much, and in Georgia. And there are these beautiful oysters from all over the place. And you can sort of combine them and have them everywhere. And, I mean, they just was extraordinary. And I think it's the full package. It's knowing, too, that you're eating sustainably, which sounds very boring, but it does, in fact, matter. It matters at least to me to know that, you know, my tomatoes in the salad or whatever are not traveling 2,000 miles or 4,000 miles, that the tomatoes came from a person that we know maybe 20 miles away, maybe less. That's a big deal. And your last segment I loved about brain food. I think it helps my brain to know that all that stuff came from nearby, which is how it should be. And this is how people used to eat. This is not brand new. You know, people used to eat the stuff they grew or the stuff that their neighbors grew and didn't expect to eat unseasonably. And they did expect to eat sustainably, though they didn't call it that. I think they just called it eating. But, you know, you cooked what you had. And, I mean, I think Athens is doing a brilliant job with that, despite having fancy oysters from all over the place. You know, that's kind of the rare treat. It's the local stuff, I think, that really is a feature of Athens
Georgia
cuisine.
Georgia is becoming quite an oyster destination, I might mention. But
oh, indeed.
Let me go back
And Andre Gallant, who is a guy who knows a lot about food in Athens, is writing a book about a Georgia oysterman.
Yeah.
So, called the High Low Tide. So, you know, I think
not
Georgia
a bad place
oysters
to get
are
oysters, yeah,
about to crash on in.
So let me go back to you, Rebecca, because in order for a city to become a food or cuisine destination, it has to have a willing consumer population. Mm-hmm. And for many people, they thought that that didn't exist in Athens because there was such a strong sort of tailgating culture. You mentioned hamburgers and wings, but look, you're leaving out hot dogs and nachos. So what is the pardon the pun, appetite in Athens for sort of higher level and higher price point cuisine?
Well, I think that people that live here full time, like myself, I think there are two different groups in Athens. You would have people like me, and then you'd have the student population. So there are two totally different tastes and two totally different appetites. Students, I think, tend to maybe lean more towards those wings and those burgers. And I kind of put tailgating in a totally separate category. I think tailgating is pretty much a religion. So we're over there on the side with tailgating. But I think that people who call this town home and love this town do have an appetite for upscale food and for new and smart and innovative food. And I think that's really what has driven what's happened in Athens, because we've been fortunate enough to have restaurant chefs that are doing amazing things, and you have those of us that are ready to go try and ready to go spend money on it. And in addition to supporting the restaurants and making sure that restaurants stay open, we're supporting those local farmers. We're supporting the local economy. So everything is in turn on that plate is supporting something that those of us that live here and care about this city, really, we're supporting everybody here. We're all, it's like one big circle.
That's a great point.
And I think everybody kind of supports everybody with that. And it makes it something that is not just the farming community, but it makes the culinary community sustainable. Because I don't think any of us here want to be that city where restaurants open and close before you can even get to try. And so we are very conscious, I think, the food community here, which involves so many different aspects, we're very conscious of helping to make sure places stay open and thrive. And that's been the case in Athens. You rarely hear of a restaurant that is worthy that's ever closed. I mean, they stay around. And on the point of tailgating, which, as I said, is very important, I think that is something that's more, which it does have a lot of barbecue, as we've said, but that's more, I think, home cooks that come out and a lot of times show off their best stuff. And I don't know if y'all have seen tailgates that have flowers and silver, but they happen. And
oh, it's yes.
It's a good spot to happen in Athens.
Here in Tallahassee, too, we get very competitive about our tailgate.
Southerners like their college
football.
It isn't
just barbecue. You're right. Sometimes it's very fancy stuff, and that's wonderful. You know, it's fancy stuff you could transport, so fancy picnic food.
Well, let me throw this out.
Eggs.
Let me throw this out to our listeners. Definitely, if you've eaten in Athens and had a great meal that wasn't at a tailgate, we want to hear about it. You can reach us by leaving a message at 404-500-9457 or just tweet us at OST Talk. We have about a minute and a half left, Diane, and I wanted to hearken back to Rebecca saying that the food in Athens or the restaurants are as good as they are in Atlanta or even in New York. What do you make of that claim?
Well, I mean, the thing about New York is that there are just so many of them.
Yeah.
But I would say that a top meal in Athens can be as good as a top meal in New York or certainly in Atlanta. I mean, I think that the great thing about Athens is that you don't have to trawl around to find, you know, the new chic place or the new innovative place. People tell you about it. You know, thank God there aren't. I mean, in a way, there are loads of them. In a way, there aren't that many of them. It's not like New York. And so you can, you know, you can go to the National three times and have three fantastic meals. You don't get bored with it. You don't get bored with going to Seabear. There are great bars you can go to as well, which is something that, you know, I'm a writer. I like to go to bars. And, I mean, everything from those is kind of, I'm not saying hipsterish in a demeaning way, but sort of hipsterish places in Normaltown, which I love, you know, Old Pal particularly. But the Manhattan Cafe, which I just, that's my favorite of all. And nobody go there, okay, because you might ruin it. Nobody go there.
Florida State English professor Diane Roberts threatening people who visit Athens, giving us a taste of the Athens culinary scene, and also with us is Athens-based food writer Rebecca Lang. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.